everybody strap for we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's my hope. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting there writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grind. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's pretty good, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Kicker, here to meet the BOE to the pages of the airways. And we're going to do some popping as we always do. Be sure to walk in with your girl and let's get this show started.
So, for those of you who have been on social media as of late, you know about the Keith Lee situation, about him visiting the real Mick and Honey in Atlanta. And they couldn't accommodate him and his family. And he gave his review, which wasn't a bad review. You know, he said, I went to Real Milk and Honey. Let me show, because when he does his reviews, he lets you know what restaurant he went to. He shows you what he got. He tastes, he eats it in the car and gives an honest review. You know, he went there, they couldn't accommodate him and his family, but he doesn't go in. He has a family member go in for him because, you know, he don't want to go in and people see him and be like, oh, Keith Lee, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're a restaurant and you know a celebrity's coming to your restaurant, you know, or that a food critic is coming to your restaurant, you want everybody at the restaurant to be on their best behavior when this person, the celebrity, or food critic comes in. And, you know, he don't want that
treatment they give celebrities, all because they're celebrities, they could get seated fast and all that. He don't want that kind of treatment. But he went to this restaurant in Atlanta called Heck and Honey, and they couldn't accommodate. His family went in first, you know. They're not taking, so he went to the website. The website says, well, they are not, they close at 5, so if you want to, any takeout orders is done by DoorDash. And when he goes to DoorDash to go place an order, it says the restaurant is closed, meaning that they're not taking any more orders. He goes to the restaurant itself, sends his family in, they can't accommodate his family. So then when he goes in, oh, they want to be all, try to be all accommodating when he steps in. But when he said, I just want to be treated just like any other customer coming in. I don't need no special treatment, none of that. So he goes in his car, gives his review, even though he didn't get no food out of Milk and Honey, and shares his experience. And, you know, it, because he, you know, he does it and he posts it to TikTok, and I guess he has an Instagram. I follow him on TikTok, but I don't follow him. I don't think I follow him on Instagram. But he shares it to both his TikTok and, you know, his social media platforms. And when he did that, the rest of Milk and Honey's got a wind of it. They made a video response to his video. And a lot of people are coming at him crazy, saying that he's trying to tear down black businesses. No, he's not. He's not trying to tear down black-owned businesses. Keith Lee goes to any restaurant for the first time, especially if these restaurants don't know who he is. He gets his food, orders his food, and, you know, he gets it, he sits in the car, he eats it, gives his honest review. If you go through his TikTok, you will see videos of many different restaurants. But he tries to go to a lot of black-owned businesses so that he can share his experience, whether good or bad, and, you know, the people go to that restaurant, try it for themselves. But when he gave his review of the Milk and Honey, other people who live in Atlanta was coming out sharing their stories about the service they had at Milk and Honey. And the owner of Milk and Honey is like, oh. So they made their video. It was like two girls, and I guess it was the daughters and the dad on the couch at Milk and Honey. And then it was like Keith Lee who, like trying to act like they don't know who Keith Lee is. Keith Lee is going on a food tour. He was going on a tour, a food tour, and going state by state. He started out in Detroit. From Detroit, went to Chicago. And then now, you know, Atlanta was the next spot. Even when he was in Chicago, he did his review because there were three chicken places that people kept telling him. Because he asked, he said, where should I go to eat when I'm in Chicago? And they said Harold's. They said this other chicken spot and another chicken spot. So there's three chicken spots that they told him he should go to and try. He went to all three at the same time. He got the food, got in his car like he always do his review, and he tasted the chicken from each restaurant and said which one was the best. I'm not sure if Harold's was the top, but you can go on his TikTok and you can see that one where he tells you which out of the three which one is the best. After he did his reviews of all the restaurants in Chicago, you know, there was no problem. Nobody in Chicago was, you know, mad at him for his reviews. He was being honest. So, Milk and Honey fucked up. That's exactly how I'm going to say it.
Look at honey fucked up. Old lady gang, you know, he went to the old lady gang as well, and he didn't get no service there as well. And they was going to accommodate him. Once they realized who he was, they was going to accommodate him. And he was like, nah, I'll just go somewhere else and, you know, go somewhere. But what I like is that Candy, because that's her restaurant with her husband and her family, that's the family-owned restaurant. What I like is she came out with a video, and it wasn't negative towards Keith Lee. She just said, I'm sorry that we couldn't accommodate you. Next time you come to Atlanta, we would love to accommodate you and your family. You know, blah, 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 blah. She didn't do what Milk and Honey did, you know. And then a woman who claimed to be the manager for Milk and Honey going to write a post on social media saying, how you going to let some autistic guy tell you where to eat? Calling the key for the autistic. And Keith Lee's not autistic. You understand what I'm saying? That's what this lady was doing. Calling Keith Lee. And you don't do that because there are children out there and grown adults who are on the spectrum of autism. And you're being ableist. So they made their video. And then the owner goes on the radio and says some stuff. They said the update is at the owner. So that was a bullshit apology. They didn't really give an apology when they made that video. Like, Keith Lee who? They didn't really give an apology. But the update to that was the bullshit as apology they tried to give, saying that because once Keith Lee's video got out and everybody was sharing their experiences of Milk and Honey that they had, and someone had posted the rules for Milk and Honey. How are you gonna say, oh, we don't do large tables, we only do like up to five, a table up to five, and then when you go further down the list, I think that was like number four on the list. We only accommodate up to five. We don't do big tables. You know, some restaurants, you know, when it's a big group of people, some restaurants to accommodate will take two tables, two of their big tables, put them together to accommodate everybody that's in the group. A lot of restaurants do that. Milk and Honey doesn't do that. So they say only accommodate up to five, and then they contradict themselves. And then also on their list, they take an 18% gratuity. Like, I get it if I get the check and it says, okay, for tip. You know, I get it. Once you're done with your meal and your bill gets paid, there's an 18% gratuity going to be attached to the bill. Now, if you tell me that ahead of time, I'm going to be like, okay. I'm going to say, okay. And so that lets me know that I'm not going to order anything too because, you know, some people go to restaurants and they don't carry a lot of money like that on them. But I'm not, restaurants, because there are some restaurants who do this, who add the tip at the end with the bill. Do not do that. Because if the waiter or waiter I had at my table has a shitty attitude and I'm deciding not to give them a tip, I don't want to add it to my bill when I feel that your waiter or waitress who serves me doesn't deserve a tip. Because I remember years ago, This is back in the 90s when I was going to college, when I was in college, I was going to college. And I was going to college in Rhode Island. I think my parents were taking me, or they had picked me up, and we, you know, the gas station was, I think the gas station where this restaurant was 76, and it was orange with the blue lining, the orange sign with blue and white lining. Well, but further up was the rest in that area, and it was the supermarket that was near there where we stopped to eat at. I think it was Giants. It was either a Giants or a Stop and Shop, one of them. And I know that I think it was like near the, it was like the truck stop area, and the restaurant was in the truck stop area. I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but I know also in that area, maybe not the same area, but I know when we, so it was me, my mother, my father, and I think my brother. And we stopped at this restaurant, and the waitress gave shitty service. I think my mom was like, how much should we tip? I was like, a quarter. Tip her a quarter. She was giving shitty service. Tip her a quarter. And this is back in the 90s, you know, tips wasn't, you know, the tips you get wasn't at 18%. Back then, it wasn't at 18%. It was like, I think it was like 5-10 in the 90s, it was like 5-10%, maybe up to 15%, I think it was. Back then, I can't remember. But it, you know, on the, it was a low number, then it was, I think, 15%. I think 15-20%. I've seen like 20%, 15%, 10%. I've never seen like 18%. But anyway, she gave out the service. I was like, tip on quarter. This restaurant, Milk and Honey, is saying people's not coming there for like an experience. They're coming there for the food. No. When I go out to eat at a restaurant, doesn't matter what restaurant, it could be a chain restaurant, it could be a mom and pop restaurant. When I go out to a restaurant, yes, I'm going because I'm hungry and I want to eat, but I'm expecting good service as well. I'm expecting that your hostess, when I come through the door, your hostess greets me and says, hello, how many people? When I say just me, they see me at a table. I'm sitting by myself. You know, a table for one, you know? You know? And I want to decide how much of a tip I want to give. I don't want you putting it on my bill that I automatically got to give 18%. And especially when the waiter or waitress was giving shit on there. So on their social media pages, it's called The Real Milk and Honey. But if you Google, not even Google, if you go on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok and put Keepley Milk and Honey, you will get many of videos that explain, even his video that explains his experience. Oh, yeah. You know, the customer, because when he does reviews, he also reviews the customers, not just the food. He also reviews the restaurant's customer service. He'll tell you in his videos if the customer service was good. what a lot of these restaurants don't understand is the Keith Lee effect is real. Because when he was in Detroit, which is his hometown, when he was in Detroit, he went to the he's like, I ain't been in Detroit in a while, so that's the first place I'm going to go back home. He went home. He went to a restaurant. The food was good to him. He gave a good review. He tipped whoever his waiter or waitress was, he tipped them some good money. And the same thing in Chicago. There was one restaurant in Chicago that he went to that the food wasn't that bad. For him, the food wasn't that bad. But he did have some, you know, suggestions of what she could do better. You know, the better the food. And, you know, and she explained her life. She explained her story to him. And, you know, and like I said, the effect is real. Because every single restaurant that he visited in all these states he's been to, after he made his review, posted to his social media, and people see it, there's lines out the door. He don't do just restaurants. If you got a food truck and you got good food at your food truck, he will go and visit your food truck, try the food, and if it's good, he will let the people know about your food truck. Because just before he even went to Atlanta to continue his food tour, he was in Vegas where he lives now. There was a food truck. And he was like, okay. And the guy was selling nothing but wings. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to try it, make my review. And since he tried, he's like, these wings are good. He made his review, posted it. The guy, when he went, he gave an update about the food truck, and he drove by it. You would see that he was standing there. It was like a line. There was a line of people at the food truck. A guy, I think he was selling, like, burgers, fries, hot dogs, you know. And his wasn't a food truck. It was like a food thing. You could say like a food trailer. And the dude was like saying to Keith, you know, he don't really make that much. So Keith, you know, brought the food from him, tasted the food, gave his review, you know. And that man's been getting business ever since. Just like he was on the news because there was a pizza place in Vegas. They wasn't making a lot of money. They wasn't, like, the doors were going to be shut down. That's how bad it was for this pizza place. And, you know, Keith went in there. The daughter heard about Keith, sent Keith an email saying, could you come to, you know, my dad always wanted to own his own business. Yeah, he was like, yeah, my dad wanted to always own his own business. And so, yeah, they were like, so Keith went in there and tried the food. They kept it a secret from the father. The daughter knew who he was, but the father didn't. Keith just ordered the pizza. You know, had a nice conversation with the owner. Then all of a sudden, Keith posted his review of how good the pizza was at this place. And this place had lines out the door around the block. Yep. Almost around the block. And this man, you know, shared his story with Keith that, or his daughter, he shared his story that, you know, because he wasn't making that much business, he would have had to close down the restaurant that he worked so hard to get. And then he found out, I think it was the same guy, he found out he got that he has cancer. So dumb people showed up and showed out. It's like the piece is good, and Keith was like, I don't know why they're not getting, you know, I don't know why they're not getting any business. Is it because the food is Keith was like, is it because the food is terrible? Or, Or he was like, either because of food or lack of advertisement. And I think it was lack of advertisement. And it wasn't because the food was terrible. A lot of these businesses got good food. It's just that it's a lack of advertisement. It's the lack of advertisement. And that's why people don't really know about these businesses. Like, people don't know about these businesses because they don't advertise. You know, you might be walking down the street having to turn around. Oh, shoot. When the hell this restaurant get here? Or this store, you know? They're not, you know what I'm saying? They're not advertising. A lot of these businesses are not advertising. They don't have the money because they're a new business. They don't have the money in the budget for advertising. And I get it. You don't have money in the budget for it. You want to wait till the business start making some money to where you can use it for advertising. Well, you'll see he does updates with the restaurants he done went to and he helped. He goes to do updates and, he goes and does updates. Yeah. So, well, the Roman County fucked up but this is one thing that Keith didn't like, and we as people who like Keith Lee and what he does, is that because of his review of the Milk and Honey in other restaurants when he was in Atlanta, you know, people were sending death threats to his family. Now, this don't make no damn sense, y'all. Why are you sending death threats to this man and his family because of a review of a restaurant that's giving shitty service as well as shitty food? Because a lot of people who talked about the Milk and Honey guys experienced this, that the food ain't even all that. The food was not even all that. They said the food is not even all that. You know what I'm saying? And he always says in his videos, you know, try to restaurant, don't just go on what I'm saying. Try to restaurant out for yourself. You know, he always says that. Try to restaurant out for yourself. He's like, don't go leaving bad comments on these people pages and all this stuff and that and that. He always says that. Don't go doing that. Steve always says that, you know. And don't go leaving, and he says don't go leaving bad reviews either. Yep, he always say that don't go, because of what he experienced, don't go leaving bad reviews on these businesses' pages. He's like, don't go doing that. Don't go leaving bad reviews on these businesses' pages just because of what he said. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And I'm just like, wow. I'm just like, wow. Like, who? It's like, look at him. Like, who the hell do you think he is? He got shitty service at your restaurant. Take ownership of that. You know what I'm saying? Take ownership of that. You got people that come from out of town that go to a lot of, that make, you know, people come from out of town who got to do business in Atlanta, and they're always going to be looking for a place to get some food. And your restaurant is not going to be one of those recommended because of the shitty service given at your restaurant. Why would I want to subject myself? Why do I want to subject myself to some shitty service and some subpar food? For me, I'm going to go. With it. I know I'm going to get good service and good food. That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go where I know I'm going to get good service and good food. Yeah. I'm not spending my hard-earned money for shitty service, customer service, and lousy food. I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Asking something. And now you can go on his social media and see the reviews he do for a lot of business. And it's not food restaurants, it's like food trucks. And when he gets good service, he tips big. He at one of the restaurants that he went to in Atlanta where he got good service, I don't know if he had a waiter or waitress, but he tipped them $500. He said he tipped the waitress $500. I was a waitress, and I served Keith Lee. At the end of the night, even if I'm for whatever the, because you know they say you do either 10% of your bill, 15% of your bill, 20% of your bill, up to, I say, about 25%. Because I know I see on, like, when I do DoorDash or Grubhub, I see that the tip value goes up from 10% all the way up to 25%. Or they might even do 30. But it's up with the amount of your bill is. So if my bill, let's just say it's $15. If my total is $15, as a tip, I'm not gonna make your tip more than what I pay for my food. No. Yes, I'm gonna give you a tip, but I'm not gonna make it more than what my food was. Like if my total came up to exactly $15, I'd give you, I'd say, about $5 as a tip. I'm not going to go over a tip of what the amount of my food was. I'm not doing that. I'm not saying I'm not going to give you a tip. I'm just not going to go over the amount of what my food was. And so I don't know at how the Milk and Honey is doing since Keith Lee was there. There was another restaurant that he visited while in ATL called Jerk Biz. It is a Jamaican food spot that so I guess somebody told him about, and he went there, and the person who owned it did an update on their social media page, and they had a line of people out the door. And she said this is the Keith Lee effect. It had a line of people out the door because this was a restaurant that's in the cut. And what I mean by that, what I mean by in the cut is like, if just say you in Vegas, right? You on the strip, you're going to see a whole lot of different restaurants on the strip. These are one of those mom and pop restaurants that's in the cut that you're not going to see on the main road, traveling down the main road. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of the restaurants that got good food, always mostly in the cut. They're not on the main street. They're in the cut. And the only way to find out about them is a local tells you about it. See, the only way you find these in the cut restaurants is if a local who lives in the area tells you about it. You understand what I'm saying? Because on the main strip, you're going to get a lot of chain restaurants on the main strip. Any state you go, their main, like how Vegas has their main strip, and a lot of the restaurants you hear about are inside the hotels that's on the strip. A lot of the good known restaurants you hear about in Vegas are in the hotels that are on the strip. But those mom-and-pop places, like I said, they're in the cut. And the only way you're going to find out about them is if you're local or if you Google and say, I'm looking for a place to go get breakfast. And a mom-and-pop place might pop up. Diners and Drive, Guy Fieri's Diners and Drive-Ins is one of my shows. I haven't watched it in a long time, but that was my show I love to watch because not only are you highlighting restaurant country, but you're highlighting restaurants in my state that I can get to that's not that far that I can get to, or even if I can't get to it, that I can use DoorDash, Grubhub to order food from there because Guy Fieri says the food is that good. And cheap customers, just think, what if that was, instead of Keith Lee going to Milk and Honey, what if that was Guy Fieri? And he had his camera crew from the Food Network with him to go check out Milk and Honey. I don't think that video that Milk and Honey made after Keith Lee's video, I don't think they would have made that same video if it was Guy Fieri and not Keith Lee. Because Milk and Honey would have got put on TV. One, Guy Fieri would have went in the kitchen to see how everything is made. He would have tasted the food in the kitchen. See, you don't, as a business, this is good. Even if you're not a restaurant and you like an owner of a boutique, whatever your business is, if you got, let's say, an influencer, social media influencer coming to your spot, you give good customer service, they are going to put you on, they're going to do a video, talk about your business. People are going to be like, word? And because of what they say about your business and their video, people are going to be coming to your business and you're going to be making money hand over fist because this person said something good about your place. Yep. Like I said, I think it was Drug Biz, and she posted an update and said this is the Keith Lee effect, and it showed people, so a line out the door. She showed the tickets that were coming in from, you know, delivery services, the tickets that were coming in. And because some of these restaurants, like Candy, she said, you know, the reason why they don't do, like, DoorDash and stuff like that on the weekends is because they don't want to overwhelm the kitchen. So just think about it, right? You're a small mom-and-pop restaurant, right? Not only you got people coming through the door to order food or to sit down and eat at your restaurant, you got the machines going off of orders, people ordering from DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, whatever service you use. You got those tickets coming in. So not only are people sitting down to eat, and you're taking those orders and putting them in and, you know, trying to get the food out of time, now you got the kitchen bombarded with DoorDash orders, Grubhub orders, Uber Eats orders. You know, somebody said, well, with the old lady getting Candy got money, she can hire more people, but she can accommodate, she can hire more people. Which is understandable. I understand that logic. But still, even if you hire more people, the kitchen is still going to be, even if you hire more waiters and waitresses, the kitchen is still going to be overwhelmed because you got the chef and you got the chef and the sous chef, and then you got those that are the line cooks. You got your chef, you got your sous chef, and then you got your line cooks. You got your chef, you got your sous. Dang it, I feel like I'm getting tongue tied here. You got your chef, the sous chef, and then you got your line cooks that help in the kitchen. Right? So, you got your chef, right? That's the head of the kitchen. Then you got the sous chef who's under the chef. In a fancy restaurant, they say executive chef. So you got the executive chef, you got the sous chef, you got the line cooks that work under the sous chef or work with the sous chef. Dang it, I feel like I'm getting tongue tied. So, right? So you got that. Now, if an order comes in, let's say it's a Jamaican spot and the order comes in from DoorDash, let's say a medium oxtail white rice and an oxtail gravy on the rice, right? Oxtails and white rice. They want a medium. And now you got people coming in who are sitting down to eat, and they want, and let's say they want the same order, the oxtails, white rice. Right? Someone made it, I think it was Funky Dineva who made the suggestion of getting a ghost kitchen. Getting a ghost kitchen can accommodate those orders you get from like DoorDash, Grubhub, and stuff like that. Because I watched on YouTube, There's a guy on YouTube who goes and talks to business owners, you know, interviewing them like, how did you get started, you know, and there was a guy out of California I think he was in either San Francisco or San Diego, one of them. And he has a restaurant slash bar, and he sells barbecue. And so what he did to handle, like what Funky said about what Candy should do, what he did is he got a ghost kitchen to handle those deliveries, the flow of the restaurant. Yeah, he got a ghost kitchen that takes care of the orders that he get from like DoorDash and stuff like that. Wow. So it's not overwhelming, you know, to the kitchen at the restaurant. Because especially when you order them for like Grubhub, DoorDash, it is going to take a minute because, one, see what McDonald's, you got the two people with, I think it's what, four registers or three registers, and you got the people that's at the register. They take the order, screen in the back that shows them the order. So when you put in your order, say it's a cheeseburger Happy Meal. So on that screen, they're going to see, okay, cheeseburger Happy Meal. And they know what, you know, they know what goes in there. Like the fries, the apple slices, the cheeseburger, and the milk or water, whichever one they pick. And the toys. That's something quick and easy to put together, but you also have, you know, people who are doing, like, DoorDash orders, because McDonald's does DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, and I'm sure there's probably more of them and that they do, but those are the ones I know off top. And so, like, if you're ordering, let's say, two Big Mac value meals, and then somebody who's in the store is ordering something, it, like I said, they get the risk. When you order through DoorDash or Grubhub, your order goes through, and they get a ticket, which looks like a receipt, but they get a ticket that says that of what you order, so two Big Mac value meals, right? Yeah, two Big Mac value meals. So if it's not that many people back there, you got one person working the fries. Well, they're not really working the fries, but you got the person who's putting the food together. You got them, you know, they got to get the two large fries because it's going with the value meal. They got to get the large drink to go with the value meal, the Big Mac, and whatever else is on that order. That's why when you place your order through, like, Grubhub and DoorDash, it tells you how long it's going to take. And it doesn't take that long to put your order together. It's just that, you know, if there's no one in the area, they got to wait for somebody to start, you know, through whoever's dashing or Ubering, Uber eating, or Grubhubbing. You got to wait till they get somebody, and then you as the person who placed the order, it will tell you who's bringing you your order. And sometimes, these deliveries, people don't take the order because it's a small order, and then I get that much of a tip. Like, for order, you usually get like $10 for the tip, but because it's order small, you might get like $2-3. Some people don't want to take those. And then McDonald's
through DoorDash, Dr. King. There's plenty of times we ordered, like DoorDash or Grubhub, and because the, I guess for the delivery person, the tip was so small, and if they refused to take the order, so you, and then you gotta wait for somebody else. So if they can't get nobody to take the order, they cancel your order. And I've had that happen a few times where because of the tip amount that they were getting, the delivery person didn't want to take the order. So we didn't get our order and had to order from somewhere else. Sometimes it'll be the restaurant canceling because they may have run out of some of the stuff you wanted and they don't have a substitute. Some restaurants will substitute and they'll have it. Oh, boy, excuse me. They will substitute if they don't have what you want and they will let you know that they substituted it. And you might get some money back because whatever they substituted it with, it's probably less than what you ordered. So they give you some money back. Not all your money back, but some money back. Yep. Saying to Keith Lee, if that is real. And it's with any business. Don't, it's not just the food service industry. It's with any business, you got to have good customer service. Because if you have a stank attitude, you can't be working in customer service with a stank attitude. Because your attitude is going to make people not want to come back. I bet you service of milk and honey is going to be on the decline because of this Keith Lee situation. Yep. Enough of that. This is what I want to share this with my, with the people who want to get, go into culinary arts, meaning want to be a chef. I'm saying the tech, I'm getting technical with y'all. This is for my people who want to be chefs. You can go to culinary school and you know, get your skills up. You know, the perfect, you know, the proper knife technique and all that stuff. You know, learn all that stuff. But I was going, I was scrolling through TikTok and Chef K Pond was saying, he was saying, you don't need to, if you want to be a chef, you don't really need to go to culinary school, just go to a restaurant, go to a restaurant, and get you a job at the restaurant, working your way up. Like, if you have to start out as a dishwasher, then go right ahead, start out as a dishwasher. And then work your way up to getting the experience of being a chef. Because that was my thing. For me, that was my thing. I was like, I want to go to culinary school, you know, get my degree in culinary art. But I don't, once I graduate, because once you graduate, they help you get it, they help you with job placement, getting a job as working in a restaurant. But I didn't want to do that. I just wanted the degree to say I'm a, to say I went to culinary school and I'm a chef. I just wanted the degree. I didn't want to work in a restaurant. And also, I went to really learn how to cook. I mean, as a kid, your parents teach you how to make eggs and how to make certain things, but teach you that. Yeah, and that's why I went. Yeah, that's why I went. And but Chef K Pond said you don't need to
go to a culinary school, just, you know, go to a restaurant, you know, ask if you can get some experience. You know, if you can get some experience to become a chef. But if you, you know what I'm saying, get that experience as a chef, because if you watch the Food Network, a lot of the chefs you see on the Food Network started out They started out working in restaurants, where they started out as the dishwasher, worked their way up from dishwasher to something else, to finally where they got the skills as a chef. Yep. Got their skills as a chef. And then, you know, once they got their skills working under these famous chefs, you know, working under these famous chefs, then they wind up opening up their own spot. But most of them did go to culinary school, but not all of them. Even if you do go to culinary school and you graduate, you still need to work the ranks of getting a, you know, so yeah. What else did I want to share with y'all? So I think it was last week or maybe two weeks ago, with I don't know if I shared it with y'all, but I'm sharing it now. There was a woman who was asked on a date, and she was glad that her date took her to a Cheesecake Factory. But look, I'm explaining. So she was asked on this date. He makes plans on a nice place. Because she was late the day of the date, I get it, you know, you go out on a weekday and you're coming home, you get off at a certain time, and you know, the person makes reservations. So the guy made reservations at a nice restaurant. She got home a little late and took an hour to get ready for this date. She had the guy waiting while she was getting ready. She finally comes out, get in the car. Now, mind you, I said he picked a nice place to take her reservation. Because she was an hour late, they lost their reservation. So, as an alternative, he took her to the Cheesecake Factory. Right? Takes her to the Cheesecake Factory. Let me tell you what this woman does. When he pulls up to the Cheesecake Factory, she sees that was the Cheesecake. She decides she's not getting off the car. And then this woman proceeds, y'all. This woman proceeds to videotape for social media. She didn't videotape. She went live on social media talking about he took her to he took her to Cheesecake Factory, you know, and all this stuff. She's spewing,
You know, she's on live talking about him. She said she never got out the car. He got out the car. But she thought, oh, maybe she's not getting out because she want me to open her car door and this and that and that. Being a gentleman. Nope. He was being a gentleman. And, right, he's being a gentleman, but she's studying, saying, I'm not getting out. You want me to Cheesecake Factory, saying all this stuff. This is not what you take a person for a first date. So you know what he did? He got back in the car while she's still on her live, and he said what he needed to say, you know, given, he said, he's like, she was an hour late. We had reservations. She was an hour late. And this saying that like the shoes kept happening. So that you know, that happens. A week passes after that story, right? And a week passes after that story. So then all of a sudden on social media, there was this list. Right? There was this list. Someone made this list of where not to take women on the first date. Cheesecake Factory was number one. Right? Cheesecake Factory was number one. Right, so Cheesecake Factory was number one. They had Waffle House on there. Like, his house is not a first date. Church, taking the church. They had Applebee's list. They had all these places listed on this list. But when the lady was complaining about going to Cheesecake Factory, as her date, you know, for the first date is for you to start getting to know each, for y'all to start getting to know each other. No man is spending an arm and a leg to take you to a fancy restaurant when he's trying to get to know you. No, he's not doing that. I'm not taking you to Shea Jose. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking you to Shea Jose as a first date. I'm not taking you to Shea Jose for a first date where I know I'm going to be spending an arm and a leg because the food is going to be expensive and drinks. There's nothing wrong with going on a date to Applebee's. There's nothing wrong with going on a date to Chili's. You're not the one spending your money. To be honest, you know what I'm saying? She's not the one spending. Like, the conversation, people were saying the conversation, and I agree, the conversation should have been had about where y'all going to go to eat. That conversation should have been had. Excuse me, y'all. That conversation should have been had. She must not have had that conversation with him. Because if she would have had that conversation with him, right, her having that conversation with him, then she would have known he was taking her where he was going to take her and that they had reservations. And that they have reservations. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah, I can't be picky about where you go to eat on the first date. Even if he took you to Starbucks and y'all just talked over coffee, that was a good first date. And I when the lady's story, you know, I was saying to myself, I said,
She ain't really want to go out with homeboy. She just wanted a free meal. This was her way of getting a free meal, and a lot of women are doing this lately. You know, going out when guys are asking them out on dates, they're accepting the date for the free meal. Not because they want to get to know the person that's taking them out on the date. It's for a free meal. I think it was in the same week that this Cheesecake Factory story happened. There was a girl who posted a video on social media talking about that the guy she was on a date with left her at the restaurant. She gave her side, and then he turns around and gives his side and said he invited her out for drinks. He not invited her out for a meal. He invited her out for drinks, and she was there. She sat there at that table and ordered, I think I shared the story, 48 oysters. It might have been, I might have shared this on Simpson Road, but she ordered, because it was a restaurant that, it's like an oyster bar, and she, and, you know, on a certain night, is you know, a certain night might be oyster night, and you get a discount. But you have to order a certain amount to get a discount. This woman sat there at the table with this guy she was on a date with, ordered 48 oysters, and not only, so when you get your oysters, they come in this round tray. Tray is 10 oysters. So she got one tray. He said when he was selling his side of the story, he's like, she is slurping down these oysters, and I think he said she was slurping and burping. Because you know, sometimes you know how when you drink something and it makes you burp? I think she was eating the oysters, and she was slurping them, making her burp. But he only asked out for drinks, and I think she was trying to get a free meal out of dude because ordering the oysters. Like, he said, you know, I'm okay, like, you know, appetizer, but 48 oysters, I'm not paying for that. So she shared her side. And was like, yeah, and then he had the nerve to text me to send me the money to pay for the drinks. Because that's what the date was. The date was going out for drinks, so he sent her money to pay for the drinks. But he was not paying for her 48 oysters. Like, I get it if you are on the date and you're out for drinks, and you having drinks at, let's say, you know, the restaurant has a bar, and y'all just there for drinks, and they seat you, you know, there for you, you have it, because most places, most bars anyway sell appetizer food anyway. They have maybe burgers, fries, stuff like wings, but mainly it's appetizer stuff because it's a bar. People come in there to drink, not really to eat, but they do have, like, appetizer stuff. You know, he was okay if she wanted to order appetizer. He was okay with that. You know, drinks and appetizers, that's fine. But you order 48 oysters thinking, I'm going to come out of my pocket to pay for it. You know what he said? He said he dipped on her. He said, I go to the bathroom. Didn't really go to the bathroom, but dipped on her. And the girl had to pay for them 48 oysters. No. You're not hitting me up, asking me out on a date. Or I'm asking you out, and you only going out with me on this date for a free meal. That ain't happening. If, for me, as a woman, if I have it, I don't mind going out with a guy. If the guy and me and this person is talking, getting to know each other and dating, if, like, our first day, he pays the bill, the next time we go up, I may pay, you know, if I have it, I will pay the bill. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem with that. I really have no problem with that. I'm not one of those women who leave it up to the guy to take care of the bill. No. And if he's one of those dudes that say, hey, let's split the bill. I don't have it like that. You know, just tell me, you know, I don't have, you know, I don't have it like that. Do you mind splitting the bill? If I have it, I don't mind. If I don't have it, but look, only money I got here is money to get myself home because I don't drive. So I'm going to need this money to get myself home. Yeah. That's like, you know what I'm saying? When you think about it, like, it's crazy. When you think about it. A lot of these women, and this is wrong. A lot of these women are going out with these men because they want a free meal. I'm not a Starbucks person. I don't drink Starbucks, so I wouldn't mind sitting in Dunkin' and having some coffee and a donut, you know? And we're getting to know each other. I don't mind that. I really don't mind that. So enough of that, because another story I want to share with y'all. Former NBA player, I think his name is Joe Smith, got blasted on social media by his wife. Got put on blast on social media by his wife because he found out, without her telling him, he found out she has an OnlyFans page, and he was pissed off that she has an OnlyFans page. But the wife was saying, you know, like, I got these jobs, and they're not equaling enough to pay the bills. So that's why I got the OnlyFans. The money I make from the OnlyFans is helping paying the bills. Now, you know, when you're a pro athlete and you're a pro athlete that's retired, that good money you was getting while being an athlete is not going to be the same when you retire. So you have to, this is why they say, you know, you got to, you know, do smart investments and stuff so your money's making money for you so that when you retire, you have money for you to survive. Yep. So you have money. And, you know, they going back and forth. And she says to him, my body, my choice. Yes, it is your body, your choice, but you're married now. What the hell you need with an OnlyFans? I get it. You doing it to make the extra money to help pay the bills because that big money he used to get ain't coming in. Like it used to, it ain't coming in no more, so you got to do what you got to do to survive, right? And come to find out, which, you know, seeing this, you know, hearing about this story, come to find out his wife used to be a porn star. He married a porn star. When she got, I guess she stopped what she was doing when she got with him. Yeah.
I guess at the time when they were dating, he was okay with it because that was her profession. You know, he was okay with it because that was her profession at the time. But once they got married, it was like, you my wife now. You can't be doing that. And like, you know, you're my wife now. You can't be doing that. Sounds like, you know, she was like mad at him. She was really mad at him. She was really mad at him because, well, he was mad at her for having the OnlyFans, but she was like my body, my choice, and like, ladies, you gotta, ladies, if you wanna keep the man, if you wanna keep the man you're with, now all that stuff he was doing before him has to stop. Yep. Stuff he was doing has to stop. So while you were dating him, you were still seeing other dudes. But now you claiming he the one, then it has to stop. You should be focusing just on him. To focus just on him. And to go back to the list thing, people were saying that the people, whoever wrote this list, they're probably single, they ain't got nobody. And to go back to that story with the lady who didn't want to get the car because he took her to Cheesecake Factory, I also said to myself, like, when she's by herself, when she's hungry, she is going to go to Cheesecake Factory and get herself something to eat. Yep, she's going to do that. She's going to do that. And she by herself, because I've done it. I've treated myself to restaurants, you know. I'm treating myself to, you know, restaurants. Treating myself. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I can go to the same restaurants on a date and go to the same restaurants to treat myself. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, we got 32 minutes left in the show. If you plan on opening a business, whatever the business is, make sure that you got your business got good customer service, that the people that's working for you, and you got an attitude, give an attitude to the customer. Like I said, with that milk and honey situation, they made that video, and then the person said that they was a manager at Milk and Honey calling Keith Lee
autistic, and then when the Milk and Honey gave their apology, saying that this person doesn't saying that this person doesn't work for us, never have. Because a lot of people say shit on social media, wind up losing their job. Yep. You know, say stuff on social media, and it's there forever. You got to understand what you say on social media is there forever. It doesn't go away. Yep. And it's there forever. It doesn't go away. It is there forever. Excuse me, God. So as you know, we're going to start the radio every third Wednesday of the month. We do the Promote Your Business show. And on the, let's see, what's today, the 1st, I think the next one is the 15th, that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to promote, who calls the 347, I'm saying, I'm giving you the old number, it's 845-277-9356, 879-356. I'm giving you the old number. See, I gotta get used to saying the new number, and so that it's etched in my brain, so that the old number doesn't come out my mouth when I'm giving you the number. Yep. Anybody can promote. You know, anybody could call and promote whatever they got going on. Just if you can't call in, but you want to have your business promoted, you can always hit me up at roadtostardom2010@gmail.com and give me all the information to your business, and I will let people know about your business. And the next one, you know, be in November. The next one will be in December, the third Wednesday in December. If you can't make it, you know, this Wednesday, you know, the Wednesday, and, you know, for the promotion business show for this month, just have the next month. And then the month after that, the month after that, month after that. Yep. You know, if you want to book an interview, you can call 201-399-2014. This is for those who want to book an interview. And I will tell you how you do so. Please follow the instructions to a T. Okay. Please follow the instructions to a T. Okay, because, you know, I said biopic or whatever. I mean, you can't just give one without the other. If I say biopic and the music, your music, you have to follow it to a T. Because if you don't, right? Because if you don't, I'm not going to know anything about you. Because I'm going to share a story. Like, when I started when this is the earlier stages of Roger Starting Radio, right? And I would, when I put the word out, you know, people want to book interviews, you know, you know, I got people saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to do the interview. They tell, you know, they be like, okay, I set it up. They don't show up. I'll say, I need this information. I need your bio. I had a person say to me, what is a bio? They were trying to book an interview, and they was like, what is the bio? Then, you know, I've had an artist send me music, but no title to the music. So I had to put it under their name. So I didn't know what the name of the song. So whenever I played the song, I just said the artist's name and not the name, because I didn't know the name of the song. But they didn't put it. So when I say bio, pick, you know, whatever, how many songs you want me to play during the interview. Yep. Now, if you set up an interview and you can't make it, you have it till 12 noon day of the interview. 12 noon day of the interview to say, to let me know that you can't make it. You have to reschedule the interview. Because what I will do is, being that once it's set up, I can go in, I can change it, the date. So say like, so Monday, Thursday, and Friday are the days you can pick for an interview. So say you pick Monday, right? And you say, well, Monday, 8 p.m., I want to do the interview, right? And then you realize, oh, I have a gig or something to do at that time. I won't be able to do the interview. Then at 12 noon or before, by 12 noon, you will hit me up and say, oh, can we reschedule, because at the time I picked, I have this function I have to do or whatever. It's something I have to do. I won't be able to make it. Then you give me a new date. We could do the same time. Just give me a new date, and I will change the date on it. And then when that date comes, we'll do the interview. Or if you can still do it the same day, but you need to change the time, then we can still do the interview, and I'll just go in and change the time. All shows are archived, so, you know, so you can share the link, have people listen to the interview. So you got to remember, Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays are the only days that you can book an interview with Road to Stardom Radio, unless I say otherwise. But that's the only day you can do it. Yep. That's the only day you can do it. So, yeah. Yep. So you say Monday 8, you do Monday 8. You say Thursday 8, Thursday 8, Friday 8. And your interview will go as long as up to 2 hours. Because, you know, no one gives me no one tells me how long they want the interview to go. And we get to talking, and time goes by so fast that we wind up doing a 2-hour interview. Yep. So if you want to book an interview, you can go to goldenstardom2010@gmail.com. Send an email saying you want to book an interview. You're going to give the time, the day. Like I said, my interview days are Monday, Thursday, Friday. And then I will set it up. I will send back all the info that you would need on your end for the interview to happen. And so there's a $20 donation to the station for the interview. And this $20 donation is to help keep the station going. We are a small station. We are not no big station like you listen to when you're driving in your car. No, we're a small station. And just to keep the station going. Yep. This is to help keep the station going because, and make sure you have enough songs that will cover the length of the interview. Because I booked an interview and the person only sent me one song. And I'm like, we gonna do this long interview and you only got one song? And that person who sent me that one song didn't show up to that interview. And I'm like, damn. Because this is what I would do when doing interviews, right? Whatever music I had that artist, I would play. You know, especially if they didn't show up, whatever music I had, I would play their music. So this way, they can get familiar with the artist, but it just wouldn't be no interview. Well, this artist didn't show up for an interview. They only sent me one song. So I'm like, damn, just a two-hour interview. I can't just keep playing this song over and over and over and over. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Make sure you send me enough. I would say about, depending on how long they are, I would say between 4 to 5 songs, depending on how long they are. So that in between us talking, you could play the song, you could tell the people about what was your thought process in writing that song. Yeah. You give your thought process. yeah. I've had, and I get it with, when I say $20 donation, I have a manager with an artist. And the person, you know, their music, they didn't have bad music. The music wasn't that bad. And, you know, he emailed me and said, my artist would like to be interviewed. So I explained it just like I'm explaining to y'all. I explained it, tell him it's a donation, whatever, to the station, you know, for the interview. He never gets back to me. Just say to say yes or no on the internet. Right? So weeks go by. I get another email from the same manager about the same artist wanting the interview. And then when I explain again that it's a donation, at that time I think I was doing either 15 or 10. And when I explained it again, it's a $15 donation to the station. Blah, blah, blah. I never heard from that manager again about the artist wanting the interview. I'm like, he already just asked me, and I already told him. Like, why is he sending me another email asking the same question all over again? So you can contact me by email or by phone. And I will tell you how you get your music played, how if you want to do an interview, how to book your interview. Like I said, we are a small station and that you can listen to on the internet. Yep, we're a small station that you can listen to on the internet. And what's great is that all shows are archived. The interview to be archived that you can send people any edit that you can take the link, post it to your social media, people can listen to the interview. And you know, if they wanna book an interview, you can call
exactly what the process is because you've been through it. Yep. So, yeah. So the website is you go to Miss Giggle, that's MSGIGO.wixsite.com. I know you heard me before say go to RotorStardom.net. Right now, on the website. So if you want to access the website, it is Miss Giggle. That's MSGIGO.wixsite.com. You can see the website. The website will be back up. It's just right now it's down for the moment. And there's a booking option on the website. And on the website, right, this is how it works on the web. I'm going to tell you, even though you can't do it from the website right now, but I'm going to tell you how you do it when you go to the website. You're going to see the tab that says booking. You're going to click that tab, and you're going to see the three boxes that say Monday, Thursday, Friday. So if you pick Monday, you're going to click on Monday, and then you're going to tell me the time on Monday you want to do the interview. And each one says on it is a $20 donation. Because I remember an author hit me up and saying they would like to be interviewed, and when I mentioned to them it was a $20 donation to the state, they was like, it's okay. I got other places booking me. And I've shared this story before about stations charging 50 to do a 50 for an interview and some spins. Right? It's $50 for an interview and some spins. But you have to say to yourself, is it worth it? Because you got to think, how many days a week is the station on? There were stations that were on just one day out of the week. So if they only on, if this person's show or radio show is only on Mondays, how many spins are you getting for this $50? You got to think about it. If they only come on Monday, say like, for those who are in the transfer area, you know about Hot 97. So say like, okay, say Funkflex just come on Mondays only. He comes on every day, but let's just say he came on just on Mondays. Right? And he tells you it's $50 for interview plus the spins, right? And you say, well, if he only, come on Mondays, you have to think about how many Mondays are there in a month. So if it's only four Mondays out of the month, just think about it. He comes on just on Mondays. You figure if he actually plays your song only got played once, because unless it's, see, when they debut it, they're going to play it more than once when they debut it. But after that,
after that, they're going to play. So let's say, I offered, say, 15 spins, and I only come on Monday, right? It's 4 Mondays. How am I offer you 15 spins if there's only 4 Mondays in the month? That means, right, because if you look at it, right, 4 and 4 is 8, another 4 is 12, another 4, that's 16, right? So that means for me to give you 15 spins, I would have to break it into the 4 Mondays. So, let's say the first Monday is 5 spins because I'm debuting it. I give you 5 spins the first Monday, right? Second Monday, I give you another 5 spins because that count. Then we're at 10. I gave you 10. That means I gave you 10 spins. Now, I said 15. But if I'm only coming on Mondays, I would have to split it where I would do third Wednesday, I would play it 2 times. And then the last Wednesday, I would play it 3 times. That gives you the 15. And some of these stations will tell you to get your people to call in order for the rotation. Only Silent doesn't do that. I said, you're an artist. You need airplay. We need music. So we're helping each other out. I'm not going to charge you for airplay. We're helping each other out. Yep. And I know, for these independent artists, it might be, you can't afford because all your money is tied up with, in your budget to get your album together, or if you're putting out an EP, mixtape, whatever it is, your money is tied up. Your money is tied up. So you really don't have the money to the donation to do it for the interview. Now, there might be some times where I may be nice and say, who wants to join me? Any artist want to join me? Like, tonight's show is BOE from the Pages to the Airwaves, right? And this show is based off of Black Oak Entertainment Magazine, where, artists in there get interviewed, businesses, get interviewed, there's owners being interviewed, models and all. I never interviewed a model, but I'm just saying, models and stuff like, so all the stuff that's going on in the magazine, I'm bringing it to the airwaves. So just like you as an artist getting interviewed for the magazine, we're bringing the interview to the airwaves. You as a model being interviewed by a magazine, we're bringing that to the airwaves. Businesses, businesses that are featured in the magazine, we're bringing that to the airwaves. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. And I feel because you're an artist, you need airplay. As a station, we need the music. And once you get airplay before the start of the radio, you always got airplay. You just got to keep sending the music. A lot of you may have sent some music one time And then that's it. Y'all stop. And then I see y'all on social media posting about wanting needing airplay. Like I said, whenever you get airplay, always got airplay. You just got to keep sending the music. That's all. Just got to keep sending the music. So, yeah. Yep, it's to help the station out because, you know, what if there's no more Rosa Starter Radio? Where are a lot of these indie artists going to go to get their music played without being charged a fee, without having to have your people call in to get your song in rotation? And if I really like your music, I'm not just, you know, Rosa Starter Radio is on 7 days a week. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11 p.m. is all the music shows. You got the Indie Experience, which starts off on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And then you got Friday Night Indie Mix, Saturday Night Indie Mix, and Mix Variety Sunday. And whenever there's a holiday, whatever day that holiday lands on, right, it'll be so it would be like damn it, I lost my train of thought for a minute there. Can't believe I already lost my train of thought. You know. Yeah. So. Yeah. I lost my train of thought. Okay, so I see we have two. So I'm going to call it a night. I do appreciate you rocking with your girl. Keep rocking with your girl. I want to start the radio. Next show, I got views, the Indie Experience. We can nothing but the best in indie music. If you're an indie artist and you look for airplay, just hit me up at 201-399-2014 or hit me up at rollingstarting2010@gmail.com. I'll tell you how to get your music played. Also, if you're looking for an interview, you can hit me up there as well. Yep. So on my indie art, how they want their music to play right here. This thing that I just got for the go. You can hit me up at 201-399-2014, or you can go to Rosa Starting 2010. Send as many songs as you want. There's no limit of how many songs you can send. And it can play every time there's a music show. Now, if you tune in, right, say you send me music and your music is in the genre pop. If you send it and it's in the genre pop, if I'm not playing pop when you tune in to listen, that doesn't mean your music's not getting played. It's just that I'm not playing pop that day. If you miss any show, you can go to blocktheradio.com/RoadToStardom or just Google Road to Stardom Radio to see the many platforms we are on where you can listen. Yep. I'm going to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.